Start a meeting, we'll stand and do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Beth, you want to address the council?
We got to do roll first.
Do roll call, okay.
Edmonds is absent. Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Present.
Ballinger?
Here.
Srilik?
Here. Yeah.
Jess Reddington, here in Clinton. I came to the meeting last time and I listened. You know, you guys voted on wages. I've asked questions for a long time concerning policies, procedures, conflict of interest. When that vote happened, a commissioner that's over the Health and Safety Department, which is currently a fireman, that's to my knowledge, voted on that contract. Whether it's yes or no, it doesn't matter. I don't feel. But a family member, I would think that would be conflict interest as well.
Let me clear this up right here. He is not a union member. He has no part in the contract. End of the story.
Still a family member.
He is not part of the contract, what you're saying. You're wrong. Move on.
I'm not talking about union or non-union. I'm saying that...
We voted on no contract that involved him.
There was a motion.
Not for a contract that involved him. You're wrong.
It says the chief wasn't included on that too?
Not on that contract. He was not.
My FOIA requested it and that was included.
He was not part of the union negotiation contract we voted on.
I'm not talking about union. You guys voted on non-union last week, didn't you?
No.
Treasurers, you know, secretaries, all those people that are non-union, that's what was voted on last meeting.
Talking about the one that was voted down?
Yes.
Joe voted down?
Yes.
We voted against.
Yeah, it was the non-union contract for anybody who was not involved with the union that was for the city plan.
Okay.
So volunteer firemen weren't on there? Assistant chief and chief?
No, sir.
Okay. I stand correct. The other thing is, with that fire training facility being built next to our property, I did look up the state statutes. And we should have been notified. I just still don't understand how it can continue. I also FOIA requested some documents from the state, from this office here, the city. They should have the state fire marshal's approval that you stated that you had. And I never received that. Who do I need to contact to get that?
Your question, you reach out and get it.
I can't. Waiting on some paperwork to find out if that boat was ever going to be picked up or got delivered to a certain location. Also, but there's a lot of dirty pool going on. One last thing. I come up and ask a question to the city clerk. I'm sure she told you all about it. But it's getting paid for an event and then getting paid for calls during that event. To me, that would be devil dipping. I'm incorrect there, but that question was asked to me. I said, I'll ask. Makes no difference. That's something that needs looked into. Thank you.
Before you leave, we've heard about the training facility forever, And the city's attorney can correct me, whatever, but we already had a burning facility on that property that was used for training. And if there's any dispute with that, then, you know, I don't know why, but anyway, they had one and it was used, and it was used for that purpose. We own all the property there. So where do we keep coming up with, why did we have to have a permit to move a facility that was already ours to another spot on our own property? Why would we have to send any letter to anybody when it was already established, already there? No one had ever said a word. But then we went ahead and built a bigger and better training facility, and we moved to our own property just a few
farther
hundred feet away and farther away from the property. So why would we need any kind of permit, or why did we even have to? And if there's a problem with that, I'd really like to know that myself. But I don't see where that was ever a problem. And we are following the state fire marshal. You heard the same report that we heard from our training facility facilitator that told us that everything was following according to the law. He had all the paperwork. I know that that was given out to everybody that saw it. So why do we keep bringing this up?
Why?
Yeah, I really want to know.
When I first asked about it, nobody knew anything about it.
Well, I'm just asking. I mean, I'm just stating a perfect fact that this is how this is done.
Okay, John, now you're saying that this has always been a city project from day one, correct?
I'm just saying we moved a facility from one spot on the property to another part that we own to make it a better training facility. I'm saying that. Now, is there any discussion different?
When it was originally put, where it was addressed to the citizens, and there was a city meeting about it. We inquired what was going to be done with the powers that to be at that time.
Okay.
We were not happy about it.
And I wasn't there at that particular time.
So. But let me explain something to you. When you know something's going to fail, you can care less. We knew they couldn't get equipment back there. It sank. Why was it moved? Because it was really inaccessible. That's the question. Did they ever have to have fire trucks moved from there because they got stuck? Couldn't get back to it. So us as residents, yeah, we don't care. You're not going to be able to use it that much anyways. Just told us as residents, the only reason why they put it back there was the city got tired of them putting ladders up against the building for ladder training so they could climb up, climb down, great, whatever. So when I asked about this, we don't know anything about it. If it's a city project, how come there's no prevailing wage records on all the work done on that site? Because if it's city property.
I think that was answered in question two, that it is a project done with funds that have been donated.
It does not matter.
Do that.
It's still on city property.
And I think that has been answered more than once also.
It has.
So I, you know, we keep getting the same questions, and
I haven't,
that
I haven't
whole stack that was here, and I wasn't here last week, so I can't.
Every question that's ever been asked.
But everything that has ever been asked, I think you had answered. And that whole stack of papers had been very clear that anything you FOIA'd, you did get answers for.
Oh,
now, you didn't like the answer.
I got paperwork. And there's
but,
all
and
kinds
there's
of,
answers in every bit of that.
There's all kinds of fraudulent things in there that looks to me. So,
in your understanding, or wow, you want to take and put it, but it's been an answer that has been legitimate and given to you. And yet we still go over it all the time. And I don't get it. I don't understand why we keep doing it.
Let me ask you this.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Anybody on Zoom want to approach the council?
No.
Motion to approve the minutes. June 20th.
I'll make the motion.
Second item.
Motion has been made and second. Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Present.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Let the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $22,709.27. Economic Development, $90.50. Police, $14,738.32. Fire, $7,823.45. Street, $6,952.90. Parks, $8,773.55. Public Health and Safety, $46.88. Emergency Services, $3,750. Police and Fire Commission, $152.54. Audit, $16,000. Garbage, $1,149.30. Cemetery, $9,514.80. Water Operations, $32,193.47. Sewer Operations, $3,148.74. EPA West Side Sewer Loan Payment, $14,303.04. Water Deposits, $137.88. Clinton Sanitary District, $49,968.56. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $550. Warner Hospital and Health Services Account, $329,627.63.
Thank you. Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. I have nothing this evening to report. John, you got something this evening? Streets first.
Just about saying, of course, everybody knows we had a big storm. The guys have really been working hard trying to get it all cleaned up. It's going to take us a while to get cleaned up. So I just want to thank them for what they're doing. This is all I got.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I don't have a whole lot. Same thing as everyone else. The power went out. The generators did their job. We got the one over in the park behind the Y. It takes care of the well and the lift station. It came right on. Everything worked. The plants kept it up. I had one little minor incident. The water tower overflowed because you had to do everything by hand. It was just like a guesstimate. You didn't have any electronics that they can tell you, either one of them. So the guys had to run it by hand and just keep an eye on it really close. I had talked to Mr. Calvert and he understood. He said, yeah, he said, it happens. I said, well, I'm really sorry. And the guys, you know, I think went right up and told him. He was very accepting of it and said he understood. But we did keep water up. The next morning went down to see if we were going to have to take and put like a moratorium on washing cars and doing things with water. But the power had came back on down there. They had everything running before 6:30 on the desk. So I'm just like Kenny, the guys stepped up and have done everything they could to keep everybody going. We never had an issue with losing water or anything. So we're very lucky. We had no loss of life, a lot of damage, but we got to be very thankful that no one in the area was seriously hurt or anything happened in that line. So it wasn't good, but it could have been a whole lot worse. So. But that's all I have.
Everybody was kind of understanding, you know, even when they had power and then it went off and then it come back on again. So,
yeah, that was one thing real quick, too. Good. We also have opened up the yard waste facility all week long until 6 o'clock at night. So, for this week and next week also.
That helps. Health and safety.
Right along with the storm, I want to thank the street department, water department, city police, county sheriff's department, Clinton Fire Department. We brought Moroa Fire in because they didn't get hit as hard as we did. In a period of 3 days, we ran in excess of 100 calls. That's a lot of running. And these volunteers that, you know, they go to work every day and do their job all day long. Then they come home and put these hours in. So everybody, it takes each and every one that was involved in this storm to make it where it was at today. No, it wasn't convenient for nobody, but it was very widespread. It's across the state. It wasn't just us. We got hit hard. We had a lot of damage. We had a lot of poles down. We had a lot of streets blocked. Everybody was, and the public did a good job. They were pretty considerate. There's still going to be things that people are not going to like that's going on right now. To finish cleaning this storm up,
take a while.
We got to deal with it. You know, it's nobody wanted it. It was an act of God, and Mother Nature's going to win. On that, that's all I got on that. The new fire truck is here. It's in service, working well. We've had a couple little bugs to get out of it. Stephen, you got anything on the storms?
No, just thanks for everybody's help. And we're using caution tape and everything else to try to block off the area. So just keep that in mind that just because there's not barricades up, but there's caution tape or fire trucks there, you know, stay back, stay out of the line. You don't know if they're hot or not. So.
Ben, you got anything, bud?
I'm nothing. I could just echo what everybody else is saying. Certainly didn't need the wind and the damage, but we absolutely needed the rain, and this rain today, so thankful for that. Also, just wanted to shout out to the American Legion and Josh Thielen. Did their event on the square yesterday, kind of brought back what Celebrate Clinton had done for several years and then hasn't done since COVID. So appreciate that volunteerism and getting that back going, and I hope it will grow. I was just there for the morning for a morning, but they had a nice event started anyways, and so thankful to them. As of 6:58 p.m., the fireworks for tonight are still on. They're still planning on about 9:15 being able to shoot those off. So I know there's a lot of buzz on social media about if they're going to happen if or not, but as of now, they're still going.
You think it's wet enough out there, it won't catch stuff on fire?
I think we're safe now.
Okay. That worked out pretty good. Other than that, that's all I got.
Okay. Council Finance. And Tom's not here. I imagine he left. Clint's not here this evening. On the unfinished business. Motion for the bank loan.
Yeah. Motion to adopt ordinance number 1578 and ordinance authorizing borrowing funds for the fire truck, $565,082.
I'd make that motion.
Second. Motion has been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilic?
Yes. Please don't file last meeting the demolition for the what we call the brownstone on 216 East Adams Street. The bids come in way too high for what we can possibly muster on that. We're going to reject these bids in a motion, and we'll put it out for the bids.
Motion to reject the demolition bids for 216 East Adams Street.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I guess I did my discussion ahead of time. Anybody else got any questions on it? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Next is the resolution for the funding of the Madison Street and the Washington Street project. Go ahead.
Motion to approve resolution 2023-9, resolution for improvement under the Illinois Highway Code, funding for Madison Street and Washington Street projects, rebuild Illinois funds, $476,155.92, and MFT funds, $400,000, for a total of $876,155.92.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and second. Discussion.
This is going to redo Madison Street, resurface it, put a new curb and gutter in, and the ADA sidewalks, what we need. And that's going from Main Street to 1054 And then also out here, the two street section from Quincy to Grant Street, all we have to do there is resurface.
Will there be other projects through town too?
We're still going to do our summer maintenance also.
Other discussion?
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Surlick?
Yes. Next is the ordinance authorizing the purchase of real estate, 611 North Quincy Street in Clinton.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1579, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of real estate, 611 North Quincy Street.
I'd like to know a little bit about this.
Go ahead. As soon as we We'll make the motion first.
All right.
We'll second and we'll have some discussion. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. I'll second it.
Discussion.
I'd like to know a little bit about it. I know it's a property we took a little bit of concrete off of, but.
No, that's not the property.
I think this is the property that
we tore down.
Demolished.
Okay.
And it's that we didn't own, and the city is looking to recoup its costs, at least some of their costs. You know, these demolitions are always loss leading type endeavors. You never really make your money back on them, but I think this is the idea of this, is to purchase this property for a nominal fee and then sell that lot to at least try to recoup some of our money. So it's less.
I don't understand. That was the property next to the property where we tore the house down.
Was it not 611 that we demolished?
What was the question?
I thought it was the property next to the one where we demolished.
No.
Well, like you said, we cleaned up.
So it's the old fathery property.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not the one where tore the house down.
Not the house we tore the house down on. The property next to it.
No.
I'm confused.
That's why I say I'd like to be cleared
It's
up.
The property we tore the house down.
Okay.
It's the one we tore the house
down. Okay. Now, what kind of money are we talking?
Oh, I mean, I think the purchase, I think, well, these demolitions typically run $10,000 to $15,000 for a home of this size. And we worked through the county to purchase it for approximately $800-some dollars. And then we're able to sell it for $5,000, $6,000, sometimes $9,000.
Okay.
So we don't recoup all of our losses, but we recoup a good portion of them, or at least a portion of it.
So we're not actually buying the property. We're taking care of taxes.
We are buying it. And then
correct.
We're going
through
to
the taxes.
Through the taxes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. See, our main object is to tear the old houses down and put property on it for tax base. Clay Street, we put the stipulation that it has to come back into property taxes. They can't just put a garden on it or mow it or whatever. That way we have a tax base each time.
I agree with that. There just wasn't a lot of details. I hadn't heard much about it. So.
That's what it is. It's a small one. It's only 45 foot wide. You know, it's a typical overall.
I think my ordinance clarifies that we demolished it. We're looking to recoup some of our costs in regards to it. So that's the intent of it.
All right.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. County into new business. We're going to place.
See if we can't go ahead and move on with this. It's getting late in the year for construction. Tonight.
Well, the only thing I see within the state statute that indicates that things that need to be put on file are ordinances and resolutions. Here, I don't believe this is an ordinance or a resolution. I think you guys have a past practice of putting a large majority of things on file for transparency purposes, but in the interest of timing, I don't believe that it's necessarily required.
So we're safe to move with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Motion to approve the downtown streetscape sidewalk improvement proposal with Farnsworth Group, Inc., Area 1, not to exceed $9,300, Area 2, not to exceed $7,500, and Area 3, not to exceed $6,000.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second that.
Any discussion on?
This is for the engineering on the project.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. With that, regular business, we're going to go into closed session. No action will be taken afterwards.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make it.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes.
Okay, motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I can't write fast enough. Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Sheesh, people.
Everybody get a hold of Tom and let's.